This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State lawmakers begin their special session on the budget this morning. CPR's Banta Berkland says no one's quite sure how long it will last.
It takes 3 days minimum to pass a bill. I haven't talked to anyone who thinks lawmakers will be done in 3 days. The Democratic Senate Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez hopes the upcoming Labor Day holiday will be a big motivator, as well as just the conditions of working in the Capitol this time of year.
I'm sure nobody wants to be here at the Capitol in the summertime without AC. But we're going to take the time we need to be thoughtful about these policies and get them right.
I think even if some lawmakers feel like they have to be back to address this, no one really wants to be under the gold dome right now. So maybe that'll be a motivating factor.
CPR's Banta Berkland. Coloradans on the western slope are hoping for cooler and wetter weather to help stifle some still-burning wildfires. But deepening drought is also hampering efforts to get the fires under control. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says conditions have worsened over the summer in many parts of the state.
When you see the drought map, it gets released every Thursday morning. I put it up every Thursday. There's areas of red and dark red. That's the extreme to the exceptional drought. That just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, we're talking almost now close to a quarter of the state under some sort of an extreme or exceptional drought. Now, most of that's out west. Eastern Plains are actually looking pretty good right now.
That's Denver 7's Lisa Hidalgo. On Colorado's roads and highways, 21 people who died in car crashes last month were not buckled in. That's the second highest monthly total so far this year. The state's transportation department says that a two-week enforcement period at the end of July resulted in about 1,600 citations for drivers not wearing seatbelts. Ahead this morning, Opera Colorado, a new season with some modern updates to classic works.
We are not just doing the same thing that was done 10 years ago when you saw it, or in New York when you saw it.
How about La Traviata, first performed in 1853 and returning to the Colorado stage, and we'll hear more about it in just a bit later in this week's Colorado Arts Spotlight. This is CPR News.